York City, border to border, and coast to coast. You're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Well, yes, you are. And hi, happy Monday to you. Welcome to the Big Radio Show on this Monday, the 17th of September, year of our Lord, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. And, I've kind of predicted on Friday, well, Thursday, when this whole late Thursday, when we were doing the show, this whole thing about Judge Kavanaugh came out. And I said, this thing's going to explode, and it's not done yet. So this is one of those stories that I want to hope that a lot of us are looking at this without partisanship. But I know in Washington this is all about partisanship, and that's what this is about. So you've got a he said, and you've got a she said. She said that Brett Kavanaugh attacked her sexually when they were in high school. She laid it out. The Washington Post had it over the weekend. And I said at the time that this was going to be confidential, and I said, this isn't going to be confidential. We're going to find out who she is. There are a bunch of people who are just desperate to find out who she is. And not only do we now have her name, but we also, the photos are out. The photo of her when she was in high school, her yearbook photo, and the photo of her recently. All of that's out there, and we know about where she works, and we know about her marriage, and we know about her parents and a foreclosure that they went through with Kavanaugh's mother being the judge. I mean, it's now down to, this is why when the woman said that, Dianne Feinstein said, the woman said that she absolutely demanded confidentiality. I don't believe that for a second. I didn't believe it on Thursday. I did not believe it on Friday. I don't believe it now. This is something that she has been waiting to do. So Brett Kavanaugh gets smeared, and this professor of psychology gets smeared. And so they're going to get the smear brush out and smear everybody that's involved in any way, in way, shape, or form. Her parents are being smeared. So it really comes down to, this is one of those where you have to try to use some common sense instead of your political instincts. And the common sense says, what are the options here? Option number one is he did it. He attacked her. But how do you prove that beyond her word? The only witness supposedly to this is a guy who says, I don't recall it. The judge says, I don't recall it. So one situation is that he did it. But I don't know how you prove that. So if you can't prove it, why come forward at this, right at the 11th and a half hour, other than for a political hit? The other option is, there's no way he did it. But how does he prove that? How do you prove something that did not happen? That's impossible too. So you have some choices here that are not provable. And what happens with all of these Me Too cases that we have dealt with, what happens is one woman comes forward and says many, many years ago, in this case 35 years ago, you did something that was sexual misconduct. At that point, one woman comes forward. The guy says, I didn't do it. The woman says, yes, you did. I go, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't think anybody will ever know. So what happens, the Les Moonves, to the Bill Cosby, to the Charlie Rose, to all those guys, and those certainly weren't 35 years ago. What you look at is, another woman came forward. Oh, a third one. That's looking bad. Third one came forward. This is looking like the balance is tilting in favor of the woman. You want to believe her. And then the fourth and the fifth and the sixth and so forth and so on. So let me make a prediction right as we start the show off on this Monday, is that they are beating the bushes right now. They are beating the bushes trying to find another woman to come forward and say something about sexual misconduct by Brett Kavanaugh, whether it was last week or 30 years ago. I think they're going to try real hard, because that's otherwise, how do you line this up? You've got somebody who doesn't have any witnesses. In fact, there's parts of the story she says, I don't remember where this house was where I went to drink beer with other teenagers at some guy's house. Don't remember where it is. Do you remember what the room looked like? No, I don't remember what the room looked like. It was up some stairs. So he says, I did not do it. He didn't say, I may have done it, and if so, I'm very, very sorry, but I apologize profusely. No, he's going, I did not do it. And a judge knows that if he's willing to testify under oath, as is she, that's pretty serious to a judge. So if he's willing to under oath deny this completely, as opposed to, I'm sorry, I was 17. I was 16. I did something. I was young and stupid, and I'm terribly, terribly embarrassed. No. Strong, emphatic denial. And, oh, by the way, she says this other guy was there. Go ask him. So now you have two people against one saying, I don't remember that happening at all. So then we move forward to our memories. And as much as we think we have a good memory, I know I have, not often, but I have certainly thought A happened when B turned out to be what really happened. Our memories are faulty. They are full of fault. So does Brett Kavanaugh not remember this? Honestly, does not remember this. I don't know if I would remember a girl I met at a high school party, a girl that I did not go to school with, a girl that I did not know, but I'm supposed to remember her and the fact that I jumped on her. And my friend, my judge, jumped on her. Sound like more like a wrestling match of some kind. But I also assume most teenage boys are trying the hardest they can possibly try to try and figure out how to get some sex at some level out of girls when they're 16, 17 years old. So he doesn't remember. I don't know if I would remember some girl I met once that I never went to school with when I was 16 or 17. On her side of the memory aisle, is she sure that it was Brett Kavanaugh? Was it maybe somebody else? How does she know that it was him when I don't know how she knows him. They did not know each other. They didn't go to school together. And after that incident of whatever happened, they apparently were never in communication with each other. Nobody ever called the other one. Then you get into, this is for women who have been raped. If you talk to them, they will tell you down to the tiniest details of what transpired. They remember, generally, they remember everything. I don't know if any of you ladies have ever been sexually assaulted when you were a teenager by a teenage boy. I'm going to take a wild guess and say, yeah, actually, I think a lot of you were. Because teenage boys tend to do some of that stuff, groping and things like that. It doesn't sound like it was romantic. It doesn't sound like it was intimate. It sounded like they were drinking beer and he jumped on the bed and his buddy jumped on the bed and then the buddy jumped off and then jumped back on again. They all went rolling on the floor. She screamed. He put his mouth over her, his hand over her mouth, she says. Because she was screaming. And then everybody left. And they never talked or saw each other ever again. So this whole thing, and the timing of it, I don't know how well her memory's serving her either. And it's almost to the point where you hear stories, two stories. One is you get the false attack stories that the police later find out that it was not true. But in this particular case, it may simply be that she has been somehow very sensitive to all of this, and it has affected her, she says. So I believe her. But has she made this into a story that she, if you repeat it and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it, it becomes something that you truly believe happened? So we've got human frailties on both the judge and the professor. Well, memories are not exact. They're not perfect. So what do we do here? I try to think a story like this. I try to think of my wife or my daughter. Think of a woman that you love, a female you love. And I would want her to have a hearing. And I would want them to interview her. But it's so partisan, I'm not quite sure that works either. And I want them to interview him under oath, both of them. Who do you believe? Phone number is 855-295-6600. We will take a short break. Be right back.
Stop yelling at the radio and get on the phone now. You're with Tom Sullivan.
So you get into the question of what about this woman? She is a professor of psychology. And at Palo Alto University, she tells the story that this was, like she said, it was at some place where she doesn't know where the place was. She can't provide where the house is. She cannot provide the date that this attack happened. Nobody else seems to know if these two ever even encountered each other in any way, shape, or form. We've got the 65 women who knew that Kavanaugh, as a young man, signed a letter testifying he was a great guy, all that sort of stuff. That's nice. So the professor, she is in couples therapy. I don't know why. I don't know if it was marriage counseling, divorce. I don't know. This was 2012. She told no one, not a soul, anything about it until she was in couples therapy in 2012. And the therapist notes, portions of which were provided by this professor and reviewed by the Washington Post, never mentioned Kavanaugh by name. She said she was attacked by students from an elitist boys' school. She told the therapist there were four boys involved. Now she says that was an error on the part of the therapist. She said there were four boys at the party, only two in the room. So from an individual therapy the following year, the couples thing was not happening. So she was being treated for what she says has been long-term effects of the incident. And she described it as a rape attempt in her late teens. I don't know. Everybody's sensitivities are different. I'm going to guess there's a lot of women who have been groped by teenage boys when you were teenage girls. And I don't know how that affects you the rest of your life. The phone number here is 855-295-6600. Steve in Fort Pierce, Florida. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Tom. It's good to talk with you again.
Likewise.
You know, a couple of points. I was a pretty good-looking young man when I was in my teens. And, you know, I went around and there was a lot of things that girls, and I was a pretty shy guy, and girls were pretty aggressive a lot of times because they wanted good-looking guys. You know, this age of, you know, the higher superiority of morality of women in the past, because they can talk, they're talking about character. And my point is well, if they're going to question Kavanaugh's, because this is a character issue. This isn't, they've got nothing else, and they're trying to destroy his character right now because that's their vehicle. But her character also needs to be, you know, questioned. You know, are there guys out there that she went after? Are there guys that she tried to grope? Are there guys that she, when she was drunk, did things that she, you know, shouldn't have done? To me, it's, you know, this is nothing about Kavanaugh's that should be such high regard that it disqualifies him. I mean,
well, that's the other question. What if it comes out and he says, okay, I did. I jumped on this girl and I groped her. I was 16. I'm sorry. I'm seriously, because here's the other problem with all this, is that if there is a guy who is abusive to women, it doesn't happen just once. So where are the others? And I ask that, and I feel like, Steve, they're working on it as fast as they can, trying to flush out some more.
Yeah.
They've got to be, because otherwise it's her word against two guys. She's got her facts fuzzy. She's got a fuzzy memory about it. I don't think it's a credible. I'm sorry. I don't think it's credible. There's too many missing pieces to this. Women who have been attacked, seriously attacked.
How can you prove what somebody imagines? You can't.
You can't.
You can't disprove what somebody imagined happened. But again, I'm saying that the character of a woman in the time of the 70s and 80s.
Well,
it was very aggressive.
I know,
guys,
but they consider that a big no-no. We'll be right back. And she doesn't remember the house. She doesn't remember the date. She doesn't remember what the room looked like. So it's fuzzy. But she is. Here's what's going to happen. They have to give her the opportunity to testify, and they have to give him the opportunity to testify. 855-295-6600. Kathy, thanks for waiting. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Just had a comment on this little thing going on. They were both drinking. We know that. She had to have been drinking if she doesn't remember anything. She was at a party with people that she didn't really know from another school. In the beginning, I imagined it being a big party with a lot of kids, but now
yes,
it looks like it's down to four
That's,
or six.
Yeah, and, it was small. Yeah, it was small. She remembers that it was somebody's house. Their parents were not home, and they were drinking beer, and she did not tell her parents because she did not want them to freak out about the fact that she was at some party drinking beer, which is a typical, normal teenage girl's response. Yes.
Absolutely. But she also went there with a friend, and did she come downstairs and say, I've got to leave right now, because she was so upset about what had happened, and on the way home said to the girl, two of these guys got rough with me upstairs. I mean, there's nobody to back her story up. I understand now, I mean, by your show, I wish I'd have listened a little more into the program, because you said that she did go into therapy in 2012 and,
right.
and this was told to her therapist.
Right.
But being him, does she know for sure it was him? Was this a young man that she was familiar with from another school and maybe had a slight, gosh, I'd like to get to know him better? Who knows? But I think to come out, to me, I have to tell you, I'm 79. I was single 30 years ago. Don't remember personally, not because I was drunk, but personally, names of people that I associated with all the time or a lot then. I don't think this is anything but a smear campaign. And I would like to see a friend of hers. We all had best friends. I have a best friend I tell everything to, you know, for years. And it just doesn't sound right to me. Maybe it happened, but I don't think it was him. I don't know. I don't know the man. I don't know her. But it just sounds to me like a last-ditch effort to smear this man. And his family, do these women nowadays understand what they're doing to families? You know, for something that happened 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I don't get it.
So here's what the Washington Post is reporting, that she was terrified her parents were going to find out she was drinking at a teenage party and no parents there, and she was worried. Uh-huh. She was afraid of her parents. She said, my biggest fear was, do I look like someone just attacked me? She said she recalled thinking, I'm not ever telling anyone this. This is nothing. It did not happen, and he did not rape me. What does that mean?
Oh, but now it's a big enough deal that we want to ruin the man's career and his family and his name and... And
right.
I don't know.
Well, so apparently she said years later, after going through psychotherapy, she came to understand the incident as trauma. So
okay.
a psychotherapist walked her down this road and she realized, yes, this was terrible. This was traumatic. I don't know. I don't want to, it's very delicate, and I want to be careful here, but I'm no choir boy. I was no choir boy when I was a teenager. I'm telling you, this is where boys and girls learn about sex, learn about boundaries, learn a lot of different things with the opposite sex. You go down to Lover's Lane and you maybe make out, maybe more. I don't know. But that happens. And I don't know if it sends somebody into trauma because some guy tried to grope you or did grope you. I don't know. Everybody's different.
Well, what did she think she was going upstairs for? A view of the city? I mean, seriously. You know, it's like these young girls that go off with these jocks and go to their hotel room and they just think they're going to go up there and visit. No, they know better. It's really sad. I came from a different era and time, but I was also raised in the LDS church, and I was never groped or fondled or anything by any of the boys that I dated. My problems came up when I was a young woman and I had two bosses. I got fired from a job once. Because
me too. The Me Too generation started.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm like, it's over. It's done. Get on with life. And leave people be. I am so tired of this smearing of people. I don't give them a pass. I don't give men a pass that have raped women or put drugs in their drinks or anything else. I think it's abhorrent. but they will answer to their maker. And sure. to come back now and ruin lives just seems to me so sad, because I think about
the wives and the children. She is a political activist and not of the same party that he is. So that doesn't mean she's, there's a lot of political activists out there. Good for her. But unless this is all designed to be the, you know, if everything else fails, we use the nuclear option. We pull out the Christine Blasey Ford card and play that. I don't know.
Yes.
The timing of it
if he doesn't remember this, the chances are maybe this was a terrible thing for him to realize had happened, and he had shut that out and never did it again. Are we going to get other people coming forward, which I guess could happen, but
I'm sure they're working on it, but here's where it stands. He has a witness. Now, true, it was a high school friend. So the high school friend's going to say, no. I don't know how credible that is. But at least he's got somebody else who said, that did not happen. I don't remember this happening at all.
Yeah.
She doesn't remember where she was or the date. I'm sorry, but if you got to come down on trying to figure out what he said, she said, at least he's got a witness. I don't know. I don't know enough about psychotherapy to see whether or not somebody can, you know, you hear about these people that say, my father abused me. I did not realize it until I was in therapy when I was 40. You go, no, you would remember that. Kathy, thank you.
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
So the part about Christine Blasey Ford is her attorney says that she contacted the Washington Post tip line. So that was when Kavanaugh was picked by President Trump. She contacted the Washington Post tip line. I don't know if it was anonymous, but she then also contacted Congresswoman Anna Eshoo and sent a letter to Eshoo's office about the allegations. That was passed on to Feinstein. Then Christine Blasey Ford hired a lawyer, Deborah Katz, a Washington, D.C.-based attorney, and she took a polygraph test administered by a former FBI agent. The results were shared with the Washington Post, and the agent said that she was being honest. It goes back to why polygraphs are not admitted in court, is because if you truly believe your story, then it will not come back that you're lying if you truly, truly are invested in it psychologically. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Mary, thank you for waiting. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Oh, hello. Thank you.
Right. You bet.
I just get very upset at all these recovered memory situations.
Right.
I'm almost 80. I was 8 years old. I can tell you exactly the kind of day it was. It was in August, what I was wearing, where I was sitting in the vestibule on the change table, what the perpetrator's baby powder hand smelled like. Do you remember the daycare things about 20 years ago that were found to be false because many of the interviewers were okay?
Yes.
I think this is the same case. And, you know, unless he has a very stupid lawyer, I can't believe that she's going to be credible.
We want to believe this is part of the Me Too movement. You want to believe the woman. You want to give her a hearing. You want to trust in what she says. My only problem with this is she doesn't have anybody else that knows about this. But he does. He has. She pointed out that there was this other guy there. Well, she told the therapist four guys, but this other guy named Mark Judge, and Mark Judge was contacted by the Washington Post, and he said, I have no idea what she's talking about. So I don't know. When it comes down to this, do you think that she has developed this into a story where she believes something happened that did not?
Probably whoever the therapist she was going to probably helped with that. I know I told a lot of people my story. I mean, even as young as I was. So, you know, it just sounds fishy.
And you remember everything.
I remember everything. I can remember the two people that were knocking on the church doors because they were locked. Because they were looking for directions, the man and woman, what they looked like. So,
when you got older, and you were a teenage girl, you ever have boys get aggressive with you?
I went to an all-girls school. I didn't really have a lot of contact with teenage boys.
Well, she did too. That didn't happen to me. I think the school she went to was an all-girls school. I know he went to an all-boys school, so they did not go to school together. I don't know. I can't imagine her remembering.
I can't imagine remembering
a girl that I met when I was a teenager once. I just can't imagine remembering.
Absolutely. We went to dances at the boys' schools. I couldn't tell you a person that was there.
Yeah, it's interesting, but she remembers his name, which I thought was nothing else but the name. All right, Mary, thank you.
Oh,
I appreciate your call very much. Kat, thank you for waiting. Hi, Kat. Welcome here on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hi, Tom. How are you today?
Doing great. What do you think of this?
Well, I can tell you this much. I had different things happen to me when I was younger. We do have some suppressed memories, especially when you're at a younger age. So I had some things happen when I was like 4 or 5, and I didn't remember them until I was like 21, 22, you know, when I had my first sexual encounter. It kind of brought it back. But I know that, I do know this, that when you're 16 or 17, you don't really forget it. There's something going on here. And I truly just don't believe for one second that this person is on the up and up.
When you say that you don't forget it, but I mean, I'm sorry, Kat, but I mean, I've figured a way to get girls down to Lover's Lane and try and have at least a makeout session with them. I mean,
absolutely.
Well, do you remember every guy? Sorry, do you remember every guy that you ever kissed or more? I don't know.
I'm saying you don't. That's why I don't think she's on the up and up here. I think there's something else more to this because I can tell you this much: when I was in high school. And if I had a guy that was trying to do something that I wasn't comfortable with, then, you know, there's something that happened there. I didn't repress it at all. I felt like, you know, I called out to someone, I talked to someone, I did all that. You know, when you have a forcible rape situation you can't do anything about, you know, there could be some things that happen. But I just don't think that you would forget all the details. I don't think that you would just be completely amiss of everything that's going on. So I just don't think she's credible.
Well, we'll find out. Obviously, we're going to hear more from her, and I suspect this is going to be a public hearing. They're going to have to do this in the public. They're going to have to drag it out. So, all right.
Well, and I would think so.
What's that?
I just said I would think so, because I just think that there's more to this whole story.
Yeah.
I don't think that we're getting everything that we want to get from this.
All right. Kat, thank you very much. I do appreciate your call. a lot of this is also trying to go after Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski. Susan Collins was caught up by a reporter sticking a microphone in her face as she was walking along. This is what she had to say to him.
I obviously was very surprised. And it's an issue that I brought up with him last Friday, and he denied, as he did in his written statement. That's really all I have to say at this point.
Do you believe the accuser?
I don't know enough to make a judgment at this point.
So why did Dianne Feinstein not bring this up in her one-on-one private meeting with Kavanaugh? We'll be right back.